Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50 degrees in Pittsburgh. I'm Rob Taylor. Next update, 7:30 on A Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK.
Well, here we go. Doug Oster, DougOster.com, an amazing interview you don't want to miss, just minutes away. But the idea behind this show every single week is to give you all the information you need to get planning and planting. So 866-391-1020. But let's begin by giving a $25 gift certificate to the 10th caller for Sorgles out in Wexford at 412-922-1020. The 10th caller wins it. But right now, here he is, the star of the show, the man who's in the know, Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Morning, Doug.
Good morning, and what a beautiful morning. Beautiful sunrise, and the birds were singing like crazy this morning. Like I said last week, stick your head out the window and listen to those birds. It's amazing. And I do have two great guests after the first break here that I'm very excited to get on the show. Hans and Fritz Dram from the Dram Corporation. You know, I've been talking about this dramatic fertilizer for a long time, and you know, I just want to, again, say this is not an advertisement for Dram. This is what I use. They do not pay me to talk about this fertilizer. I pay for the fertilizer just like you do. But I've always wanted to talk to them about what's going on, how they make it, and a little bit about the corporation. Because Dram, they have all this great garden stuff, you know, probably, I don't know, most famous for just the soft watering kind of rain wand that they've got. But they've got all sorts of great products and pruners and all sorts of stuff. So we'll talk to them a little bit later. And rain, rain, rain. Unbelievable. I feel so bad if you're one of the people that got flooded. It's just, you know, I've never seen, you know, rain like that. I was on 79 all day Friday. And to see the Conequenessing, I never saw it over its banks like that before, and Slippery Rock Creek, and all the way up and all the way back. It was crazy. It's going to be a little while till we'll be able to get in the garden. So think about containers. For longtime listeners, I'm sorry to repeat this, but if the soil sticks to the shovel, it's too wet to work. Do not get in there. You're going to ruin your soil structure. I often think of people sitting at home listening to that and say, is that guy still saying that? Well, it's always One newbie that doesn't know better and is going to go out there and try and turn that wet soil over, and it's going to be a disaster. And so, yeah, boy, that's something. What is this season going to be like? It's already been a weird season. And I wanted to also talk a little bit. I have a free gardening newsletter I send out through the email. And this one I sent out yesterday, the headline was Love Your Dandelions. Well, today it's Love Your Dandelions and Your Wild Violets. Let's start with the dandelions. Dandelions are one of the most nutritious plants on the planet, and this is the time to get those little greens. They're just, you know, so amazing, and pair well with balsamic vinegar and red sauces and used in salads. And if you can, just go out and you want to get them right before that little bud comes up in the middle. It looks like your thumb. And just take a couple of pieces from the inside of that plant. You make sure that it hasn't been sprayed with something, you know, for lawn control, weed control, and that the dog hasn't walked by there. But just try a couple pieces. And you'd be surprised just how good it is. And again, it has this bitterness to it that, you know, it takes some getting used to. But that bitterness, like I said, with the red sauce and or with the balsamic or in a salad, it becomes an acquired taste. It's really cool. And I'm actually in the greenhouse planting cultivated varieties of dandelions, which just make basically foliage. You know, this is an Italian thing. And whenever I talk about dandelions, I always hear from people that whose grandparents or parents did this, that you ought to pick dandelions and make all sorts of dishes out of dandelions. Traditionally, actually, dandelions are used with hot bacon grease or are mixed up. And so you get the best of both worlds. You get the bacon flavor with the really nutritious greens. And yeah, so there's two varieties I'm growing this year. One I've grown over and over again, Italico Rosso from Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. And the other one from the same company is just called a French dandelion. And they're not the dandelions like the wild dandelions like ours that will make the flowers. It's just like a leafy green. And then the wild violets, you know, always get the question, what do I do about violets in my lawn? And every year I say, enjoy them. They're beautiful. They're edible. Be careful. Don't eat a lot of them at first. Any wild food, you got to make sure your stomach can handle it. But they're also the host plant for a bunch of different butterflies. You know, they'll only use these wild violets as their host plant. So if you can, let them do their thing. Once the flowers are gone, you know, it's part of my quilted lawn, which is just anything that's green, it's fine. If you want to see a really beautiful organic quilted lawn, just drive by Phipps Conservatory. That'll convince you that you don't have to have, you know, like we talked last week, all about turf and how to get it to do its thing. Just get the pH and the fertility right in your grass and you'll be fine. So today, got a big event. Today, 1 p.m., the first part of my new free three-part series called From Seed to Supper, a vegetable garden workshop series at Bedner's Farm and Greenhouse. That's today, 1 o'clock. Starting seeds, soil preparations, early planting, much more. Two more classes later in the year. You come to all three. You get a special gift at the end of the season. Doing one now, doing one in the summer, and doing one in the fall. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's absolutely free, but you do need to register because the seats are limited, and there are a couple seats left. So if you're interested today, Bedner's Farm and Greenhouse, it's down off the Bridgeville exit, south of the city, south on 79. Very cool place. Lots of great plants and priced right. Speaking of that, I was out shopping and I found some really nice cool weather plants. And so all the nurseries have these great, you know, cool weather plants. And I'm planting in containers. Again, the soil is too wet after all that rain. And it looks like we might get another storm today. Hopefully it's short-lived. And I'm using this thing, and somebody sent it to me last year, a marketing group, and it's called a pop-up garden. And I love it because it's up high. It's like this plastic thing. It's about $100, but it's up at, you know, above waist level. It's got a big container for the middle and the little ones that hang on the side. And so I've put in ornamental greens and some really pretty white violas. And so the stuff that I got, kohlrabi, bunching onions, butter crunch lettuce, arugula, spinach, this one lettuce that I really love. It's called Flashy Troutback. Another one that looks similar is called Freckles. I love to put that kind of lettuce together with the pretty white violas or pansies. They both love cool weather, and there's just nothing left that Mother Nature has in her for these cool weather crops. They not only just survive the cold, because it's going to get cold again. It always does, even into May. But these plants can take it. They just absolutely love it. And it looks great. And I'm just excited to have that stuff out there. Can't wait to get in the garden. One little trick, you know, and I talk about it all the time, is that we can throw some compost down and we can just plant right in that. You know, get a couple bags of compost if you're itching to get out here. Just don't be turning things over yet. It's a little too early. And hopefully this rain, if it does come today, is not too bad for anybody who lives close to the river.
Tell them who's coming up.
Well, we're going to be talking to Fritz and Hans Dram. They're from the Dram Corporation, all about the Dramatic Fertilizer and a really special program where they're using part of a program where they're using every piece of the fish, 100% of a fish. It's a new thing with the freshwater lakes, like the Great Lakes.
Break out your clubs for a great cause. May 28th at Valley Brook Country Club, Shendarovich and Fishman are hosting a golf tournament to benefit, too. It's about the warrior veterans. All funds raised will go to these two individuals who served and sacrificed for our country. To participate, visit 98twinsgolf.com.
I'm very excited to welcome Hans Dram and Fritz Dram from the Dram Corporation. Hans is the president of the Dram Corporation, and Fritz is fertilizer production and compliance manager. I want to thank you both for joining me for the show.
Thank you for having us. Glad to be there.
So, Hans, I want to start with you. I've been using Dram products for over 40 years, and I love them. This is not an ad, folks. This is what I use. Tell me a little bit about the history of the company.
First of all, thank you for your support. And no, it's not an ad, but we appreciate all of our customers and our fans. You know, we strive for not to make them customers, but to make them fans. The inception of the company was with our grandfather, who was a florist in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, which is where we're based. So he had a flower shop downtown, but he was also quite a tinkerer, and he developed different products to, you know, either enhance the flowers or, you know, items he was selling. He made a paper mache crimper, because back in the day, so this is early 40s, they would wrap flowers or pots in paper mache rather than, you know, plastics or foils like we see these days. He developed a nozzle, water breaker, we considered our cornerstone product, to help deliver a more natural rain-like flow of water to the flowers so they wouldn't get drenched and damaged, and ideally also conserve water. So that was the inception of the company.
And that product is still an important part of the company, right? Because I've got one. And when I'm watering my hanging baskets or anything else, I love it.
Yeah, it's very much so. So there was originally just the one, which they called the 400 AL or 400 aluminum. There's roughly 400 eyelets for the streams of water. And we still hand machine them in-house. Now, that was the original version, but there's been many, many iterations. So, and then about almost 25 years ago, my dad partnered with a gentleman about 45 miles north of Manitowoc in Algoma, Wisconsin, that was making a fish fertilizer. It's not a much more basic approach, rudimentary equipment, but still worked well. Certified for organic crops, so we're certified with, you know, USDA, NOP, and various states. Fritz can speak more to that.
Yeah, Fritz, that leads me to you. And I discovered it's called Dramatic. So it's Dramatic for the Dram Corporation. I discovered it at a trade show years ago. And it is my number one fertilizer. Before we get into Dramatic, talk a little bit about this 100% Great Lakes Fish Pledge. This is the coolest thing.
It's very interesting opportunity that kind of came our way several months ago. I don't really want to say out of the blue, but there was some early introduction, and we thought that it would be a good idea. The whole premise there is, typically when fish are harvested on the Great Lakes, 20-30% of it becomes a fillet that gets sold at the local fish market, or a sportsman will take that home and cook it up for a meal, which leaves quite a bit of leftovers, the stuff that in many, many years ago would probably have been, maybe buried in a field behind a fish processor's plant, maybe, or who knows where it went, to a landfill. It didn't really get used. So the idea, or as time went on, the whole thought was how much more of that, what's left over, can we use? And trying to, you know, make use of every single bit of the fish.
So tell me about Dramatic. Why do I like it so much? What is in there that is making my containers go crazy and making people smile when they come to the garden? I tell them my secret is the Dramatic.
So I'm not a sales guy. I don't know that I have the sales spiel to throw to you, but think of it this way. It's a very natural product. There's you know, it's a safe product. Let's say that first. You can imagine fish offal is what we collect, and that gets ground up, and it's not only does it have guaranteed nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, but also these live organisms that really help the soil grow and be a good place for plants, and maybe not a neutral place for plants, which can come, I think we seem to think can come from commercial synthetic sort of products. So it's a natural kind of food-based sort of energy sort of product that's going to energize the soil.
How do you make the Dramatic?
It's fairly simple. We have a very large grinder, and if you could imagine big boxes of fish offal from a processor, which is heads and backbones and skins and the viscera. There's probably some liquid in there. So that gets dumped into onto a conveyor, basically, that goes through a metal detector. We can't be grinding up hooks and lures that kind of get in there, and that stuff does happen. But it gets ground up, and after that, it gets ground up, and it's a fairly thick paste-like material. But over time, it breaks down. It becomes more and more liquid. It takes, it like fine wine or champagne, it needs a little extra time to age and become more of that liquid type of product. So it ends up being a little heavier than water, and flows flows like chocolate milk when you pour it out of a bottle. And it doesn't taste like chocolate milk, but but it sure looks like it when it's pouring out.
And when we mix that Dramatic up and apply it, how would you characterize the odor?
Well, you know, you've got fish in front of you, and my experience has always been it's not an offensive smell when it's diluted. It's unusual, but I think fertilizers in general have a kind of an unusual smell to them. And depending on, you know, how you're applying and where it goes, that smell doesn't last. I mean, an hour maybe might linger around, but it doesn't after that. I'm around it a lot. I like that smell because it's kind of a fresh smell. You know that you're putting good nutrients back into the soil, and they're not being lost to the landfill or wherever else it might go.
Well, I'm going to leave it right there. That is great stuff. I want to thank Hans Dram and Fritz Dram for joining me today on the show, and get some Dramatic. This stuff is awesome. It's my secret to a great garden. Thank you so much for joining us today, guys.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
It is 50 degrees at Pittsburgh International at 7:30. I'm Rob Taylor. Allegheny County Police say one person has died following a shooting at a bar in West Elizabeth late Saturday night. Officers responded right around 10:30 p.m. to the Beer Bellies Bar. That's on 5th Street. That's where officers found the two victims. And the medical examiners identified the man who died as 36-year-old Edward Gibson. County police are asking anyone with information to call the county police tip line at 833-ALL-TIPS. Also, one woman is dead and another female victim is in the hospital following a double shooting Saturday night in Washington County. Happened in the 500 block of Jolly School Road in South Franklin Township. Right now, no word on any suspect descriptions. The bathtub section of the inbound Parkway East downtown, that's been reopened following the flooding in the area from a few days ago. PennDOT crews were able to clear the area of the mud and debris and reopen it Saturday evening. However, the 10th Street bypass downtown remains closed this morning. If your property has sustained flood damage, the Better Business Bureau says the last thing you need is to become the next victim of a fraudster looking to take advantage of people trying to find relief. Here's News Radio KDK's David Balorado.
The BBB says, among other things, be skeptical of anyone going door to door trying to scare you into hiring them as a contractor. The group says you should always check the BBB rating of any contractor. And if someone says they're an insurance claim specialist, don't sign anything until you've read the fine print. Some people have been tricked into signing a contract with a company if a claim is approved. Also, avoid mold by running fans on rugs and carpets and check with an expert to see if they can even be salvaged in the first place. David Balorado, News Radio, KDKA.
All 26 barges that broke loose on the Ohio River Friday night have been found, but it caused the closing of the McKees Rocks and Swickley bridges for a time out of precaution. A barge actually struck the Swickley Bridge Saturday, forcing that bridge to close for much of the afternoon. No one was injured. 23 of the barges were carrying dry cargo such as coal and had no hazardous materials on board. Three of the barges were empty. There was substantial damage to Peggy's Marina. That's near the North Shore due to the barges. Barges are owned by Campbell Transportation Company. KDK Radio News Time 7:32. We have the AccuWeather forecast next.
Ready, set, go. It's time for you to phone in and get all your gardening questions answered. Mr. Oster wants to talk to you. Our lines are open and ready for you at 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, do I have a gift for you? A $25 gift certificate from Janoski's, where they're opening shortly for this Sunday out in Clinton. So to be on the show, talk gardening, 866-391-1020. And if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you win yourself a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's. Here's Doug.
So speaking of the Dramatic Fertilizer, you can buy it locally. There's two places I know for sure that have it, and I'm sure there's some other places that have it too. Han Nursery in Ross, I was there the other day, and they've got a ton of it. It comes as a concentrate, and you mix it up into the water. It's like 2 or 3 tablespoons per gallon, something like that. And so it lasts quite a while. And then also Chapin's Greenhouse in Baldwin down in the south has Dramatic. And like I said, I love that stuff. Another thing I'll be doing next week on Saturday, I'll be in Zelianople. I'll be doing a free container demonstration at Hearth and Home Furnishings. That's 300 North Main in Zelianople. And if you come, you could win one of the containers that I plant up. It's going to be a lot of fun. They have a lot of cool stuff. We've been talking about the different types of containers I have there and what I'm going to use to plant. It's some good-looking stuff. So all the seeds are out at the local nurseries. You know, if you're starting your planting, go to the local nurseries. They usually have a couple different racks and all sorts of good stuff out there. And I do have to do my annual rant on where you get your plants, because my poor wife has to sit there and listen to me when I'm flipping channels and I see these home shopping channels selling plants. And it's such a, most of it is just way overpriced, and shipping plants is difficult. People want me to get their different plants and try them. And so they try everything they can, and the way they box them, the way they do it, to get it to you where it's ready to go. And I tell you, still nowadays, maybe a 60% survival rate. You know, I saw tomatoes yesterday. I think it was 4 tomatoes for, and I can't remember the price. And I was like, you could go to your local nursery and buy a flat of tomatoes for that, and that you wouldn't have to worry about. I mean, it's hard to ship a tomato plant. Trust me. And your local nursery is going to have any tomato plant you can imagine. They're going to have lots of different varieties out there. And so I just, every once in a while on those home shopping things, I'll see something that's, well, that's not too bad of a price. But in general, I hate to see people pay more than they should for quality plants. And since we've had all this rain, and if you can't get into your garden to plant seeds, there's this thing called winter sowing, although, you know, we're past winter, but you take some kind of container, and this is just a reminder, we've talked about it a couple times, some kind of container, like a clamshell, or you make them out of a gallon jug. You can look at it online, called winter sowing, and you just drill some holes in the bottom of whatever this container is, if it doesn't have drainage, and then you fill it up with some soil or planting mix and put the seeds in there, put the top back on, put it out in the garden, and they'll sprout when they're ready. And so that's an easy way to get some seeds started if you can't get them during this this wet season. We got a caller, Rob?
We do not yet. Soon.
Oh, sorry.
Keep,
I just saw
keep talking.
Pop up there.
I'll let you know when.
All right. Well, we got another garden question here. This is from Cindy. She says, my peonies had white dust all over the leaves last summer. What is the best plan of attack? So now that the peonies are coming up, what we want to do is we want to start a organic fungicide spray. There's a couple different fungal issues that peonies have, and if you just use an organic fungicide, I like this one called Revitalize from Bonide. And right now we start spraying with the new foliage, and you keep doing this according to the label. How often? Maybe every 21 days, 14. And that will keep them hopefully fungal free. The thing with a fungus issue is that you must apply these preventatives before we see signs of damage. Okay.
Right, now we're ready. We got two calls waiting in the queue. Let's go to all Joe ready. In Penn Hills. Joe, you're on KDK.
Hey,
how
Joe.
Are you? What's going on, Joe?
Hi, good morning, guys. Hey, Doug, that dramatic, how do you spell that?
D-R-A-M-M-A, whoops, I have it right here, dramatic. Just dramatic with two M's. Where is it? D-R-A-M-M-A-T-I-C. Dramatic.
And you can
find it locally, but you can also find it online. And like I said, like Fritz said, for about an hour when you apply it, it smells like low tide.
Oh, okay. That ain't bad. Hey, how about those dandelions? I was out walking the dog this morning. Aren't they beautiful? Boy, that's a pretty color.
And, you know, it's just kind of a cultural thing where we've been taught to get rid of them, but it's a decent source, also early source of pollen and nectar for bees, and it is a beautiful flower. If it was, I always say, if they were hard to grow, we would have garden clubs all around dandelions.
Well, isn't that the truth?
What are you going to grow this year that's important to you?
I don't know, but I've been keeping compost for about a year now, and I'm really anxious to start spreading it.
Well, this will be a good time to do that. You could either use it just spreading it on top of the bed, or you could use it, you know, in planting holes. You know, I want to get the most out of that compost that I can. Is it all rotted down nice the way that it should?
Well, what I've seen is mine is still liquid. I can't seem to get it to dry. Put holes in the bottom of the bucket to drain it, but it's still pretty much a kind of a mud.
As long as it doesn't smell offensive in any way, it should be good to go.
Oh, okay.
I might be tempted to mix in a little bit of, that wouldn't work. Give it a try. You know, put it in a pot and mix it up with some planting mix to get it to a texture you like, and plant something in it and see how it does. And if it goes crazy, you know that this is the good stuff. All right.
Well. That's great. You know, I got some of those 39-45 tomatoes. I think I'll start a couple in my compost.
That's a good idea. You're going to want it to be, you're not going to want it to be that wet mud. You're going to want it to be more of something that you could squeeze together. It sticks together. That's why I would add that compost you have with something dry and get it to a moisture level that would work for you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try that. Thanks,
good luck.
Man.
Keep us posted.
All right, 866-391-1020. Sue, we're going to get you on the other side of the break. If you want to join us, we got another segment. Get a couple of calls in here for Doug, 866-391-1020. The Green Voice and Duquesne Light present the 9th Annual Pittsburgh Earth Day Sustainable Business Breakfast at the Fairmont Pittsburgh Hotel. Celebrate Earth Day on Monday, April 22nd with a Big K Morning Show broadcasting live, moderated by Grant Irvin from S&B USA. You will hear local business leaders share their expertise on sustainability and how green business is good business. To RSVP for this free event and more information, visit PittsburghEarthDay.org. You have a thing to promote before we go to break?
I work for Green Voice. I write a column for the Green Voice on Pittsburgh Earth Day. It's a great organization. So, that sustainable breakfast sounds fantastic.
You should make an appearance. They'd love to see you.
Oh, definitely. Maybe get a free meal out of it.
That's a beautiful hotel, man.
Yeah, I know it.
You're involved in everything.
You know, at that Fairmont, they have all these things that they found when they were building that, like an archaeological dig, and anyone can go in and see that. It's really cool stuff from, you know, way back when that was underground from Pittsburgh from, you know, hundreds of years ago. And it's all on display there. It's kind of cool.
Pretty cool stuff. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got Sue. We got Kathy. We're going to get to you all. He is Doug Oster, DougOster.com. This is your Pratt Pack. It's KDKA. All right, lots of calls for Doug. Let's get to Sue in Aspenwall. Hey, Sue, thanks for holding on. You're on KDKA.
Hi, Doug. I have three bulbed plants, a jonquil, a hyacinth, and a tulip from Easter Sunday. And I'm wondering, is it worth the effort to plant them, thinking that they might come back next year
definitely,
or not?
Definitely. You know, the daffodil and the hyacinth are probably going to have a better chance of coming back than the tulip. But if you're going to be planting all three, leave the foliage on them. You know, snip off the flowers once they're done, the flower stalk, but leave the foliage on them because that feeds the bulb. And then those bulbs go in as soon as you can get in the ground, as soon as things dry out a little bit, and cross your fingers. And I think number one will be the daffodil will come back. Then we really hope for the hyacinth and then the tulip. We'll see, but it could work.
It's a big, fluffy tulip. I've never seen one quite this big and open and almost like a peony or something.
Oh, that's nice. That means it's a nice big bulb. That's part of it. And wherever you plant those, you want that area to dry out during the summer. You don't want that. You don't want to be watering on top of that. Put it in, like, you know, a good spot for bulbs is like at the edge of the forest where they're going to get the sun they need in the spring and then dry out during the summer. Any place you can put them where they're going to dry out, they're going to have a much better chance at surviving. And give them some good drainage when you plant them. Put some compost in there. All right?
Great. Thanks so much
for your help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here's Kathy in Imperial. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kath.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. What's up?
Okay. I bought seed potatoes from Janoski's probably right after St. Patrick's Day. This is our first time planting them, and I was reading that that's the best time to plant them is right in that week right there. Really glad we didn't with all this rain.
Yeah.
And we rototilled our space last week for the garden, and then we got all that rain. So, again, I'm glad we didn't plant them. But is it too late? And
not at all.
How late can we go to plant these?
You got plenty of time. Don't sweat that. You know, we're just going to wait. You're just going to wait until the soil is ready for them, okay? So we do that trick where we just get out there with a shovel, and like I said, you know, as I say over and over and over again, if it sticks to the shovel, it's too wet. And we just wait until things dry out a little bit. Now, with your seed potatoes, usually we kind of cut those up and then let them kind of heal for a day or two before we plant. You know, if it's a small seed potato, you can put the whole thing in, and it has to have at least one eye on it. How big are these seed potatoes?
Well, I bought them at Janoski's, and they're like the size of I got the white potatoes, the ones that you would use like in soups or stews. It's not the little small ones. You know, it's just the medium-sized ones that, if that makes sense.
So you could probably cut those in half. And once you do, before you plant them, you just kind of let that heal over for a day, and you're good to go. And then, you know, you would do that just right before planting. So make sure the soil is right, and then you're good. And what you do is you put a little, you know, a trench, and you put them down in there, just barely cover them. And then as they get bigger, as the foliage gets bigger and bigger, you kind of add soil to it so that it puts on potatoes from below and keeps putting on potatoes. Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm explaining
that
right.
Yes, I've heard people say you keep mounding the dirt.
Yes. And then once...
It's just a gauge of how much dirt each time, you know.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. And once they start to flower, that means they're putting on potatoes. And there's something called new potatoes where you can just... The young ones you can get from the side and harvest those, and they're really tasty. It's before the skin hardens off. Let me get to one more question real quick, and thank you very much for your call.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes left. Bonnie, it's all yours. You're on KDKA.
All right, glad we got to you, Bonnie. What's up?
Okay, good morning. I just wanted to know when I would be able to remove the dead branches from my dogwood, which is starting to bloom. So
if it's dead wood, it can be removed at any time. Remember, if that branch is bigger than your thumb, thicker than your thumb, you want to cut out about 18 inches from the trunk first. Let that big part of the branch fall, then go back and cut that 18-inch stub back to about a quarter inch there. Yeah, deadwood at any time.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Well, but Rob, we did it. We got to all the callers. How about that?
Good stuff.
Today, I will be at Bednar's Farm and Greenhouse, 1 o'clock, doing basically teaching you how to grow your own food. It's absolutely free. You can find all the information at DougOster.com. We're going to have a lot of fun there today. I am going to leave there with a bunch of plants for sure. Now, I'll be answering questions if you are too shy to call or didn't get through at DougOster.com after the show. There's also info there on my upcoming trips to Iceland and the National Parks of America. A couple seats left for National Parks of America, and Iceland is getting filled up pretty quickly. Next Saturday, 11 a.m., I will be in Zelianople at Hearth and Home Furnishings doing a free container demonstration. And as I said, answering questions today after the show. And boy, lots of questions about wet soil today. And I wonder if we'll get another rain. All right, everybody. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug, thanks. So now stay tuned. News with Rob at 8. And then we're talking cooking and skillet meals on the Coons Cooking Hour on KDKA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.